Hello, I'm Janet Kerriker, owner and founder of the Communication Circle, which is a PR agency, and I have over 20 years of experience in the space. I'm joined by Samantha Perry, who is the founder and MD of SJ Perry PR, and who comes with a very, very strong journalistic background. The question that we're going to ask today, and I think it's a very, very important one because it goes to etiquette, amongst other things, and that is it a no-no to connect and DM journalists on social media?
I wouldn't say so, but again, that just depends on the journalist. A lot of journalists are very active on social media, and if you connect with them and they connect back, they're happy for you to, drop them a DM going, hey, I've got a story you might be interested in. Please, can I have whatever your preferred communications channel is? I don't think that's much of an issue. I think stalking and harassing them by, DMing them every 2 hours going, hey, did you get my press release, is probably a bit of a no-no, though. But again, it really just depends on the journalist.
And if it's a journalist you don't know, do you think it's a way to go?
Yeah, I've done it before with journalists that I haven't known, but that's because I've seen that they're communicative and they do kind of respond to that sort of stuff on social media where you can see other people engaging them. Yeah. For the most part, I would try email or try and hunt down and stalk their cell phone number and WhatsApp them rather than than DMing, particularly if it's their personal social media.
Yeah, and I think that's the root of the question, because you don't often see the journalists themselves, sort of managing the publication's social media accounts.
No, sure, but if you look at and I'm going to use them both because I know they're really good examples of journos who do use their personal social media, but like Rob Forbes and Nicole Da Silva, who've been DJs and / journos at various radio stations over the years, as much as their personal channels, they also very much use them to engage their audiences on a professional level. And there I would have had no issue sliding into their DMs going, hey, Rob, I've got a story for you.
Yeah.
But that's the way he manages his social media profile. Somebody else who manages theirs, where it's very much only their personal stuff, I wouldn't. Yeah. And I'd rather just, if you're sensible enough, you can kind of hack anybody's email address with a bit of online trawling.
Yeah. So we tend to get quite good at that, hey?
Yes, we do.
I think to sum up on that particular question, I mean, this is a short one, but I think it's not a long answer. I think it goes back to one of our previous conversations, and that is get to know the person. Whether it's in person, obviously that's what you're trying to do, but I think get to know who they are, stalk them from a distance through the various different social media channels, and you will get a measure for exactly what type of person they are and whether you can or can't contact them through social media. I don't know whether it's an age thing, but I'm reluctant to because I feel that is kind of their space, whereas their email and WhatsApp is fair game.
No, sure. Yeah, I tend to consider my WhatsApp more of a private channel than my social media accounts.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's there are generation gaps.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. But I think that is even a better answer. It's a case of get to know the person because you don't know how they're managing and how they see everything. So that's perfect. Thank you so much for answering that not so complicated question today.
My pleasure.
That was the Inside PR podcast. Follow for more insight into the world of PR. All links and details are in the description.